Welcome to The You Today with Jennifer Connor, the show for smart, driven, everyday people who want to take their career to new levels of awesome.
Have you ever mentally wrestled with the you that you thought you were putting out into the world? Have you ever questioned if you were truly showing up as your most authentic self? Have you ever asked yourself, does my brand accurately articulate who I am? Well, girlfriend, I've been there too. As a working woman on a grind, it's inevitable not to experience this. It's like a mini identity crisis. So I want to share with you three key takeaways when you come down with the case of identity blues. I'm Jennifer Connor, Girlfriend Career Guide, and you're tuned into The You Today, the spot for the everyday girlfriend to create change that moves her purpose-driven grind forward. I was talking to my mom recently, and she was sharing some of her insights about my video blogs. As she put it, she was giving me some constructive criticism, you know, from a place of mom love. Now, I'm a feedback fanatic. After working for Target, who's known for its feedback-rich culture that can sometimes have you in the fetal position, you know, I've learned to embrace meaningful, direct feedback. But over the years, I've given the term feedback an upgrade because the word itself has gotten a bad rep. And since the sheer thought of someone giving us feedback gives birth to 50,000 butterflies in your tummy and the instant desire to escape to Canada. You know, I've given the word feedback a long vacay on a deserted island and replaced it with this less intimidating friend, insights. So I'm talking to my mom and you know, she's giving me her thoughts about my video blogs and I'm listening because there's going to be a nugget or two of wisdom in what she says. She tells me who she thought I wasn't appealing to. Under 25 and over 50 women. And that the name Girlfriend Career Guide didn't seem very professional. And that I needed to be doing how-to videos. She also let me know that I needed to kind of tone back my presentation because I had a little too much energy. Okay. So I'm taking it all in. And I'm asking a few follow-up questions to make sure that I understand, you know, how-to videos. Like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of how-to videos? And then, like, in true mommy form, there was the shining light of wisdom. The real question was about connection. Do people really know what I do, who I serve, and why? What is Girlfriend Career Guide? Have I clearly articulated to the ladies who I serve what I do and how I can best support them? Things that make you go, So I start to dig into these questions because I see this now as a problem to solve and quick, hurry, fast. I call up a few trusted girlfriends and gathered some additional insights about the brand that I was putting out into the world. I talked to my husband and listened to his thoughts and he felt appreciated. So I reflected on all the conversations and the nuggets of wisdom that I had received. I even rewatched a couple of my latest videos and I was proud. Because trust me, it is not easy to put yourself out to the world and to be vulnerable. But when you come from a place of service, it is oh so worth it. And you are oh so worth it to me. I prioritize authenticity over perfectionism every time. And my hope is that that is what you witness, my genuine care to help you live the best you today and every day. This is what I know for sure. My style, my accent, my girlfriend chit-chat street country way of speaking, my quirky sense of humor, my clothes, my hair, my skin color, my you fill in the blank won't appeal to everyone. And that's okay. At the end of the day, it comes down to knowing your identity. I had a friend in college who, she didn't like her first name. It was one of those names that made you stand out from everybody else. And, you know, most times people would ask her, is that your real name? Now, although she was college educated and super smart, she didn't think that her name sounded professional enough and that, you know, she wouldn't get hired if people saw her name on a resume. She didn't believe that she'd be taken seriously. So she changed her name a few years after graduation. She put more stock in what others thought about her name than what she thought about her own character, abilities, and talents. Ladies, we have to be comfortable with who we are. A name doesn't define you. A job doesn't define you. And better yet, a job title doesn't define you. You could call me Willie Fufu as long as you felt that I was serving and supporting you. Gone are the days when you need to fit into a mold. And I love it. I love what Drake says in his song, Views. You don't worry about fitting in when you custom made. And baby girl, we are all custom made. And as the tech world has shown us, it's not about fitting into what old heads have deemed as professional or not. It's all about perspective. And when you have valuable perspective to share, you can walk, talk, or dress any way you like. It's your world. And the idea that you have to have a master's degree or two master's degrees to land a job or get a promotion or to be successful, that idea is dead. As companies rise to more automation and as jobs shift, a different skill set will lead the way to help businesses grow, prosper, and stay relevant. And trust me, girlfriend, it's not technical skills that they will demand from you. The mold is finally broken. Ooh, yeah! So the three key takeaways I want to share with you to help you when you come down with the case of the identity blues are this. Number one, your identity doesn't lie in a name or job title. People will label you no matter what. And guess what? That's not your problem. When you are planted in who you are, that's all that really matters. So for me, I can call myself Jennifer Connor, girlfriend, career guide, or Willie Fu Fu. Number two, your purpose defines you. We all have purpose, and not just one. My God is a God of abundance, so I don't believe that when he was handing out purpose, he said, okay, step up, here's one for you. Next, here's one for you. You have many purposes in this life. It's a matter of how you remain true to them. And then takeaway number three, you have to know your value so that you can share it with the right people who can best support your career vision. When you can clearly articulate your vision and how it fits into solving a business problem, trust me, people will notice. They will reach out, and they will be that resource to help you reach your personal goals. So there you have it. Identity crisis diverted. Thank you, Mother, for loving me enough to tell me what I didn't even know I needed to hear. Love you. So tell me, I want to know, did you find any of your own truth in this post? have you been in an identity crisis? And if you have, how did you manage it? I want you to share with me in the comments section of this post. Go there now. Go over there. Okay. You know, we often think that our experiences are uniquely ours and that no one else could possibly understand. But the surprise is that we have more in common than we could ever imagine. So help a sister out and drop some wisdom in the comments section. Go, go, go over there now. Go, go, go. You know, if you're wondering how I answered those connection questions, you know, do people really know what I do, who I am, who I serve, and why? What is girlfriend career guide? Have I clearly articulated, you know, to the ladies who I serve, what I do, and how I can best support them? You want to know? I'm wondering how I answered those questions. This is it. Who is girlfriend career guide? You are girlfriend career guide. Because just like me, you've helped a girlfriend out when she was struggling or questioning. She was struggling at work or questioning, you know, what's going on at work. You've had those early morning calls or those midnight closet conversations where you're trying to be real quiet where everybody's asleep. You know, you've had those conversations with a girlfriend and you've dropped some wisdom that helped her get unstuck. We are all girlfriend career guide because we can learn from each other. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I've also made some really big strides. I've learned a lot. I've invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on both my formal college education and continuing education. I'm a lifelong learner and I'm a student of life. I got my ID card. And like my granny said, some lessons have already been paid for. So I stay tuned into the lessons that others are learning so that I can take advantage of the ones that are meant just for me. And so that I can pay it forward to someone else so they don't have to pay the price. I am obsessed with change in the workplace and its impact on the most engaged, highest performers. So my passion and my energy, it comes out when I'm sharing, teaching, and facilitating. There are no robot moves over here. My facial expressions, my body movements, and my big eyes pop out when I speak about change. What can I say? Sorry, Mom. I'm doing me. I've studied, I've researched, and I have multiple certifications in change management, organizational development, human resources, and career coaching. I have more than 15 years of experience working for Fortune 50 companies, including technology powerhouses. I've led high-performing teams, and I've coached hundreds of leaders and individual contributors. And I've experienced and seen firsthand the burnout that change saturation brings to an organization, but most importantly, the impact that it has on its people. People with families, with bills, aspirations, dreams. People who are so busy doing their job that they forget to focus on their career. And when change, good or bad, pops up, people think that it's happening to them. But the truth is that change doesn't just happen to us. We give it meaning. And girlfriend, we are living and working in the age of change saturation. No organization is immune. The side effects of change on a person's identity and personal purpose can be hard, even for the most resilient, positive individual. And from my personal experience, I can tell you that the only true cure is you. you taking charge of your life and career, because there is an intersection between the two. Gone are the days of waiting for a company to define who you are, your value, and your path in life. You hold the power to shape your corner of the world. Change starts with you. It's the you factor. So, who do I serve? I help driven but burned out professionals renew, refocus, and reengage to keep pace with the speed of change so that they can gain clarity, confidence, and the freedom to define their own path. Because that's what we really want. But in reality, the tools, the tips and strategies that I share apply to all personal career growth. Why women? Because we play so many roles at home and work in our communities. I like to wear, say, skirts, like we wear, you know, a lot of skirts. And you know, with change overload, that can amplify our stress in all areas of our life. And if personal development and growing your career is a priority for you, is important to you, then organizational change initiatives offer the best opportunities for you to up your career game, up your game, to stand out, to sparkle, and to move your purpose-driven grind forward. What do I do? I offer programs and products focused on mastering your mind, body, and heart skills. It's a good time to be a woman in the workplace today. Okay? Those soft skills that help us stand out are in demand more than ever. And they apply to 25-year-old women and 50-year-old women just the same. And men. Let me just throw that in there. These skills, they're not taught in college. They're not taught in college classes. There are no college classes for this. But they're the ones that make a difference between having an average career in life and a kick butt, take names, legacy living kind of career. That's me. I stand in my truth. And girlfriend, I just want to say thank you for joining me. And I'll see you next time, when I'll share 5 surprising focus areas to pump up your confidence and clarity. Pump it up, pump it up, pump up the gym, pump it up. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Till next time, remember, every day is a gift to be, do, live better. Live the best you today.